Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
When you think dope, you think Casey Johnson.
Yo, Dre, kick in the bass.
He is a dope man.
I agree. Casey Johnson is a wonderful dude, longtime Bulls guy, beat writer, television human these days, and a delightful man. And we had the opportunity to talk to him yesterday, which we don't often get. And there was something in there that certainly sparked a lot of interest from the listeners and got you thinking as well, Lawrence.
Well, the idea of how the Bulls continue to build around what, if you're like, okay, they've got this group of kind of exciting players, there's Josh Giddey and there's Kobe White. Like, that's exciting, right? You could start with those two guys.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because of what he's accomplished, Kobe White signing an extension is pretty much off the table, as Casey Johnson explains.
Kobe's not signing an extension. I can tell you that right now. I mean, he's so far outplayed that number. He's got guaranteed money next year, and then he'll hit unrestricted free agency in 2026. So, sure, the Bulls could do it, but I'd be stunned if it happened from Kobe's perspective. So, first order of business will be getting Josh signed long-term, whether that's via matching an offer sheet or doing it on their own. But I would fully expect Josh Giddey to be back in a Bulls uniform. And then Kobe will be in play in 2026. Now, you know, Kobe is very fond of this organization, the city. He takes great pride and humility now in being the longest tenured Bull after the trade of Zach LaVine. I've talked to him about that. So I think the Bulls would be in the driver's seat to resign him in 2026. But the difference there is he's hitting unrestricted free agency. So he has say, whereas Josh Giddey is hitting restricted free agency this offseason. If you're asking me to predict, I do think Bulls, Giddey and White will be in Bulls uniforms long term past 2026. But A lot of things can happen in this league.
So that's interesting right there. He does get to the long term of it. But this would be an opportunity with 1 year left to go talk to Kobe White and try to work out an extension. But the longer he waits, the more money he's going to get.
Yeah, because he could end up getting capped. Here's the thing. This is an MBPA thing. When they did the new CBA, it includes a 20 percentage point bump in extension allowance, meaning a player can now sign for 140% of their latest salaried year instead of previously 120%. So he's gotten to that threshold. To further explain it, and this is one of the basketball writers at Yahoo put this out there, based off of 140% extension number, even if the league average compensation level becomes $15 million this summer, and Chicago offers an extension off that number, that would limit White to a starting salary of $21 million. That's probably around $10 million to $15 million less annually than what it's going to take to get a deal done, meaning the Bulls will inevitably have to make a decision. That decision is, Do they trade the last year of Coby White, or do they roll the dice with him becoming a unrestricted free agent and then signing back with the team?
Got you. Yeah, this is why, and Shane was referencing this from a couple weeks ago. This is why the idea of keeping both these guys gets very tricky if you're going to pay Giddy and then also pay Coby. And, I mean, if you pay both those guys, what are you, where are you aiming? Like, what are you doing? Because you're in that nether world in terms of the draft where you're going to end up having to hope that you absolutely nail it somewhere between 12 and 19 or whatever, depending on how this play-in and the playoffs go.
The other thing is trying to figure out exactly what you think Coby White is.
Well, he's pretty great right now, man.
I agree.
It's crazy. Like, player of the month as a Bull is not something that any, like, non-star has done. You get a player of the week every once in a while. Two straight, obviously, that was impressive.
There's
player
only
of the
one
month,
other person who did that.
Yeah. But player of the month, and the fact that, like, people know that he's coming, and he still puts up 37, when you know that he's, like, the main scoring option, it's quite something what's happening, because there's a lot of drives that are going on, as well as obviously the shooting and the deep shooting and everything. It's pretty special stuff. I gotta say, Marshall Harris was absolutely right today when he was angry that Coby White was not playing tonight. They're punting on this game. It's a weird thing. Like, I don't necessarily have the anger in me, but I applaud Marshall having the anger in him.
Let me ask you a very serious question about this.
Well, let me add to this that Nikola Vucevic and Josh Giddey are both also not playing. All three of them are not playing. So they're punting on the Cleveland Cavaliers game tonight when there
Without
Donovan Mitchell, when there is this possibility for seeding. And is it a concession that they'd rather get Cleveland than Boston?
Is it a concession that they would rather have a home game?
Oh, man. They'd rather not get the better seed, which might guarantee them just the road game if they were to lose that one?
Well, here's the thing.
Oh, God.
If you want to look at it optimistically, you could say, well, if they're the eighth seed and they lose the first game, then they would then get the home game in the second game that they're trying to win. But being very cynical about the Bulls, this smells like we want to make sure we lock in that home game for us, and eighth seed be damned, playing on the road before we make our march into the playoffs. And unfortunately, the way the Bulls have gone about their business leads one to have cynical thoughts like these.
So they're just trying to engineer the nine seed so they can get a home game.
Yeah. The eight seed is right there staring at them. It's staring, like, and to me, that is the most valuable thing, because you end up in a situation where you don't have to play two games.
You only have to play one game, and if you win, you're in the regular playoffs.
And you go to the seventh seed by winning the game.
Remember, they think that these are the playoffs. Every time they've talked about it.
That doesn't seem who's out of tonight's game?
No, I mean, they think the play-in is the playoffs. They refer to the play-in as the playoffs.
Right, but you have players that are not playing tonight, even though you think you're getting ready for a playoff game where you could theoretically make your seeding better.
It all feels so stupid.
Yeah, Dalen Terry is starting tonight.
The whole thing is like play-in, play-off, play-out. Did you hear Walt Frazier the other night? Walt Frazier the other night was like, these are the games when I used to beg Red Holtzman to not have me play.
maybe that's what happened with Giddey and the boys.
Maybe it is. Like, these are the times of year where, like, all right, the playoffs are coming, but, like, what am I doing? I loved that. It's like, so this is a tale as old as time that these guys, I mean, this is load management. This is load management, or is it scheming subterfuge?
Have that home game.
Get a home game.
Get yourself ready.
What would make you think the Reinsdorfs would think about things like that?
I don't know.
Where would you get? You've got a lot of nerve, sir.
I apologize.
Mm-hmm.
Am I touching a nerve right now?
No, I think it's good that Billy didn't get fired, because NBA coaches are getting fired all over the league. It's a very strange thing.
I don't know what's going on here where you have two coaches getting fired basically right before the playoffs start.
Michael Malone, they just won a title. just won a title 2 years ago, and then they've had injuries and whatever. But, like, they fired the coach and the GM in Denver.
They're the fourth seed.
Is he having that bad a year?
No.
When you're the fourth seed in a very complicated Western Conference? That's nuts to me. I haven't followed it. I don't know exactly what's going on, I must admit. But why?
And then in Memphis, you have their coach being fired as well. Now, they're fighting inside of the play-in. And that can shift. What separates number three from number eight in the Western Conference is two games. Memphis could be in that three spot immediately.
It's crazy, man.
It's a crazy... The last week of the NBA season is going to be wild.
It's bizarre. Magic Johnson tweeting earlier today, I've been part of the NBA family for 45 years, never seen a season like this. Two superstars getting traded, now these coaches getting fired.
Yeah.
It's a crazy thing.
These are weird times that we are living in right now in the NBA. Like, both of the coaching firings make you feel like someone did something.
Yeah, well.
Right? Like those are the types of things like, wait, the playoffs start in 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. You fired your coach? That feels like, did he do something really wrong and you had to fire him? But I don't think that's the case. I think he's just like, oh, we want to do something different.
Man, it's a weird time to do it. That's for damn sure. But
two games speaks. Two games.
There's got to be something.
Memphis from the Lakers.
It's got to be something, some gigantic philosophical difference between the way that Jokic wants to do things.
That's the other thing that you
and
feel.
It has to be. I mean, that's what happened in Sacramento was Mike Brown and De'Aaron Fox being at war. They got rid of Brown, and then they end up getting rid of Fox,
but
too.
But they cleared out the entire front office, too. Calvin Booth is out. So, you know, if Arturis wanted to go back to Denver.
Bring AK home, baby.
You know?
I don't know, man. I enjoyed my time in the suite with him. I just got to say.
We all know he's a delightful man.
He really was.
But if he would like to go chase titles in Denver, he's very familiar with it.
We have a Cubs lineup tonight, and we have a Cubs bit of sound from today. What a great day for Cubs guests on this station.
Yeah, man. Matthew Boyd was outstanding.
If you missed it and you have a heart, a baseball heart, or certainly a Cubs heart, go listen to Matthew Boyd from 4 o'clock. Use the rewind function on the Odyssey app. He was incredible.
Or if you wear Carhartt.
Yeah?
It also works.
Okay. Yeah. And Nico Horner was really good today at 2:30. And I think Ian Happ was really good today, too. But I didn't hear Ian Happ.
With Ozzie Guillen.
That's what I need to hear. And Tanny's done the work. And he's going to bring it to us. Next on the...
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.